Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting third. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Briggs. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave May. Batting sixth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Andy Kosko. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Heise. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marty Patton. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Marty Patton. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The left fielder, Sandy Valdespino. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Oliver. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drago. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dick Drago. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Drago. Harper moves to third. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw has Harper trapped. There's the throw to Martinez and back to Patek, who tags Harper for the out. Cardenal moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Otis steals second. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Heise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall takes first base on ball four. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop strikes out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-1 in the game. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek bunts towards first. Briggs fields it, and throws to first, with Theobald covering, for the out. There's the throw to second, and Drago is out, double play. Two outs. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 0-for-1 in the game. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardinal hits a fly ball into left field. Valdespino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Briggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Briggs reaches second base with a double. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Briggs moves to third. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Briggs scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 0-for-1 in the game. Kosko strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Otis steals second. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Otis moves to third. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Otis tags and scores. Two outs. It's Brewers, 1, Royals, 1. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Schall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 1 in the game. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 0 for 1 in the game. Hisa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 0 for 1 in the game. Patton bunts towards the mound. Drago fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Harper hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Schall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 2 in the game. Theobald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Patton moves to second. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drago fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Drago strikes out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Patek steals second. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 0 for 2 in the game. Valdespino hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harper. Valdespino reaches second base with a double. Patek scores. It's 2-1, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cosco fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Valdespino moves to third. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Otis steals second. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Hopkins is walked intentionally. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cosco fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Valdespino scores. Otis moves to third. Hopkins moves to second. It's 3-1, Royals. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schall hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Briggs hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May moves to third. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 0-for-2 in the game. Kosko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 0-for-2 in the game. Knupp strikes out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Drago is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Matchick pinch hits for Bob Hysa. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick takes first base on ball 4. Bill Voss pinch hits for Marty Patton. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Harper hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Schall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Theobald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matchick moves to second. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-3 in the game. Cardinal hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliver. Cardinal reaches second base with a double. Matchick scores. Theobald goes all the way around to score. It's Brewers, 3, Royals, 3. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. May hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Rick Auerbach now playing shortstop. Bill Voss now playing right field. Ken Sanders now pitching. Dave May now playing left field. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Patek strikes out. One out. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Valdespino strikes out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Otis steals second. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Porter and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Otis scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Royals. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez pinch hits for Daryl Porter. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez strikes out. One out. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 0-for-3 in the game. Kosko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez now catching. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Briggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanders fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-3 in the game. Knoop strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell pinch hits for Bill Voss. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Peña pinch hits for Ken Sanders. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Peña reaches second base with a double. Frank Tipdino pinch runs for Roberto Peña. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Theobald hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.